T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike requested this at 913-586-7610 or another number. But you pick the music on a Way Back Wednesday. That's how it works. And you tag your name so we know who is responsible.
That's right.
So
give you credit. Mike from Kansas City requested this song here on 610 Sports Radio. Leads us into our next guest, Mike Matheny, manager of the Royals. How you doing, Skip?
Also in Kansas City.
Doing great. Good morning. Thanks for that song. That one makes me smile.
Why is that one, like, why is that one the one you want?
You know, first, it's just a funny song in my mind. But secondly, you know, walk-up songs weren't always a thing. And in 2000, it was opening day, and no one asked me what song I wanted to have as my walk-up. And I get two steps out of the on-deck circle, and all of a sudden I hear play that funky music, White Boy. And so it stopped me in my tracks, but for a guy that couldn't hit it all, I think I had 3 hits that day and probably should have kept that song the rest of my career. But anyways, I'll always remember that one.
So that was it. That was a one-time deal for you then, huh?
It was a one-time deal, yeah, but it worked. It worked well that day.
Were you old enough to play a game with a cell phone in your pocket like this dude from the Pirates did last night, lost it sliding into third?
Yeah, J.J. Piccolo sent me a text that I woke up to this morning and asked me to do whatever I can do to make sure that never happens on Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah. So we were kind of joking about it. Do you stand there with a helmet and, like, collect cell phones and keys like we
now
have
boys,
to do with the kids? Now, come on, guys, turn in your phones.
I was cringing when that happened because you don't know what the guys have done. But, you know, it's hard to get separated from those things. But the guys have done a pretty good job. And actually, Major League Baseball has an official inside our clubhouse who's watching, and guys can't go up and check their phones or can't have any communication. So I'm sure there's going to be a fine that comes out with the embarrassment of having that flip out of his pocket at third base. But it's something that we got to keep an eye on. I mean, think about it, how attached we are to those things. We're always keeping our eyes and our hands on them. So it's good that the league's kind of taking that out of our hands and putting them away.
I mean, imagine the normal person. No, you're not 3 hours away from your phone.
Never.
I mean, we're asking players every night to remove that from. That's a tough ask.
Yeah, how do we survive?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's great when you don't have your phone for multiple hours, but yeah, it's hard to do.
It is. We'll figure it out. I just assumed he wanted to get his steps and make sure he was getting all his steps as he was, you know, rounding the bases and running out to his position each inning, right? That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, that must be it.
All right, so young pitchers. Let's talk about the July and post All-Star break. Singer and Bubich and Lynch and even Keller's having right now. What's working for these cats?
It's just I really do think we've talked about it for the last couple seasons. There's just a natural progression, and I think some of our position players are making the transition look easier than what it is going from AAA to the major leagues. And they're just things that they have to learn sometimes the hard way, and they've got to kind of stumble through to figure it out for themselves. They got to feel the pain of of what it's like. They're also doing a lot of the things that they were having success with at the other levels. And if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so I think that's typically what we have guys do. Just keep doing what you're doing, and the league is going to tell you when you need to make adjustments. And the league was telling our young pitchers that what they were doing, they needed to fix, whether it was Brady mixing in his third pitch, all of them with their fastball location. And you just get fewer chases off the plate out of the zone. And it was leading to high pitch counts and short outings. And this is something that they all had to kind of figure out, what is it that's keeping me from being an effective starter that can go out and have a quality start every night. And they're making great steps forward.
So why does it take guys that long? Because I'm sure you guys give them the information and say, hey, this is what you need to do. It seems like we're all stubborn maybe as dudes, and we don't want to, you know, listen to people telling us what's right, what's wrong at times. We're young, we're naive. Like, how come it takes long for guys sometimes at this big league level to understand, like, I got to change some things up?
I think, take Chris Bubich. I think he's a great example. So he's in high A. He leads all the minor leagues in strikeouts. He'll throw 60% change-ups, and he's very seldom in the strike zone and getting swing and miss. And so then he eventually makes it up the major leagues, and the balls that he was getting swing and miss on are now either taken if they're outside the zone, or he kept trying to elevate, and it was foul ball, foul ball. It's an 8-pitch.
And gone.
Mike Matheny.
Got disconnected.
What
there.
Happened well, to him? Was that our phone system, or I don't know? Maybe somebody took his phone away. Comes JJ confiscating phones from the manager.
Didn't
now.
We tell you?
Sorry, told you no phone.
Spike came in and spiked it. We were told no phones in this clubhouse. Or as a player, I'll show you.
Oh,
you told us we can't use a phone.
Can't have Watch our phone this. Here. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I'll show you exactly what happens with this phone. Boom! Knocked it out of his hand.
We'll get reconnected with the skipper here
I'll
in just
here
a second.
Second.
So, strange occurrence. A guy slides in a third fall. Phone pops out of his pocket.
Yeah, that and as Mike talked, embarrassment. It is embarrassing. Like, if you're the Pirates today, that's all people in Pittsburgh are going to be talking about is this guy gets called up from AAA and now he's in the game and his phone falls out of his pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. You got to understand. You can't have your phone out there on the field. You think Mahomes has got his phone in his pocket out there when he's playing football to text somebody or to, you know, talk to somebody on the sidelines? Probably not. And yeah, with the technology in baseball, I mean, we saw Ned busted for an Apple Watch. Remember that years ago? Like, oh, this guy's got an Apple Watch on. So you can't mess around with the technology. Mike, as you were saying about Chris Bubich.
Yeah.
Man, I just gave like a 5-minute dissertation.
I know.
It was like,
I'm sure it's good.
I can't redo it good as I did it. Yeah.
No, you can never do it.
No, basically the stuff he was getting away with to a certain extent, there was working for him in the minor leagues. You get up here and you're facing the best of the best, and they might not bite on that, right?
No, they don't. And they game plan better and they're more skilled and more developed and more talented. That's the long and short. And things that you were getting away with, and we watched Jackson Kowar go and dominate AAA. And he came up and he would get rocked. He would come in my office after and he goes, I'm telling you, the stuff I just threw, I go 6 shutout in AAA. And it's the development, but it's also the consistency. The consistency is the difference between the minor league player and the major league player.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the skill sets are a little bit different as well. But they have to learn that this isn't going to work. I as much as they want it to work, and it's worked for them in the past in college, high-level college, and then through the minor leagues, there are things that you're going to get exposed, and the league's going to tell you when you got to make those changes.
Mike, it seems just since the deadline, everybody's more relaxed, having fun, playing free, kind of like that Toronto series again. I can even feel it as a fan just watching the games. It's a lot more enjoyable than it's been. What's the mindset been like in the clubhouse with these guys over the last week?
Well, it's not like we told everybody that we can start having fun now. I mean, I think we have some, obviously, the excitement of the youth. But we're just playing better baseball. Better baseball is fun, and winning is fun. And so part of the excitement, though, with the young players is that they're able to be themselves because there's so many. I've never seen a situation like this where you've had so many, a group that came up together, and they're able to be themselves without really trying to be something that they're not. And that's pretty typical when you brought in as a single player into a major league clubhouse for the first time. It's a pretty intimidating situation. And then you kind of conform to whatever the attitude is, whatever the personality is, whatever just kind of the vibe is in the clubhouse. But these guys have brought their own vibe, and the fans are feeding off of it. And you can feel it in the stadium. You can feel it in the dugout, the excitement. But it's not that they're young and they're vibrant and they're excited to be here. They're good. Now, these guys are contributing every single night, and they're helping add on to what some of the other players are doing.
The million-dollar question for us has been, okay, how does this now take place in April and May at the beginning of the year? What do you have to do maybe as the manager to get them in that right mindset, if you will, of like, let's carry this over and let's play this way when the game begins in April or the season begins?
Well, it's not as much mindset in that we walked in saying, hey, let's get off to a slow start here. We have different players here, and the different players are coming together in a different way. And just like the development, some of it does take time. We just got through talking about how there's natural progression that has to happen for a young pitcher. That's just now starting to come together. And you can try and fast forward it. You can try and give as many rah-rah speeches or bring in Tony Robbins or anybody else you want to bring in to try to get everybody into a positive state of mind. But there's some things that naturally have to happen. And then it's the chemistry that naturally happens as well. You have to have guys that have that confidence from having some success and understand where they are and believe in themselves and believe in each other. There's no way to fast forward that process except to just jump in, learn each lesson along the way, and hopefully you're constantly progressing to the point where it looks like championship-style baseball.
All right, before we let you run, there's been a new kind of cliche that has emerged in sports where everybody keeps saying get 1% better each day. First of all, where did that come from? Second of all, who came up with this 1% thing that everybody has latched onto right now?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know where that is. I've heard it before. I don't know who to give that credit to, but I think it's a great motto in general for life. We're always talking about a growth mindset where I'm trying to get better at everything that I'm doing, every aspect of my life, as you compartmentalize whether, you know, how I'm doing as a parent, as a husband, how I'm doing as a citizen in this community. And I just believe that I always want to be surrounded by people who are figuring out ways to get better in everything that they're doing. I think that's just a good way to go about life. But certainly in our business, if we're taking steps forward every single day and you're watching the talent show itself to be really good, but we've got the challenge too of teaching them. And that's the exciting thing is how teachable the group we have is right now and how hungry they are to get better every day. They're asking for more. And when you have a situation of talented people with that hunger and desire to get a little bit better every day, then you're going to see really impressive things happen.
Mike, appreciate the time as always. Keep your phone in the office and we'll talk to you again next week.
I got it. Take care, guys.
Take care. Mike Matheny with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
They probably exceeded the 1% like lately, feels like.
Anyway. Yeah. They're playing good baseball right now.
And it's much more enjoyable to watch.
I could get everybody out in AAA on this. Go back to Omaha and enjoy yourself.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I did.
Yeah.
Now you're going to tell me that's not going to work? I mean, you got to eat a little humble pie, I guess, in those regards.
Yeah.
This would be six shutout innings at AAA. Like, you're not AAA anymore, pal.
Yeah, right. This is not Omaha. If you want to go back there and make no money, fine.
We aren't supposed to get too excited about rookies, but the Chiefs are going to make it tough. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Three. So I hooks a left. on 2-1 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
Oh, you got me!
People don't know, though, Michael McDonald was actually in Genesis.
I mean, Warren G, Nate Dogg, and Michael McDonald. Coach K, Chrisman, wanted to hear a little. I think the original version.
Yeah,
I think
B-Dub
may have slipped up and got the Michael McDonald remix in there, which is pretty doggone good.
It really is a good remix, though.
913-586-7610. You picked the music on a Way Back Wednesday. After the show, I don't know if you can get this one on there or not. After the show.
Oh, it's there.
Okay, it's there. Okay. Fesco in the Morning, all one word. On the you can check out the Spotify playlist.
ESPN driving the narrative this morning. Will Durant be in a Nets uniform for the season opener? It's August.
It is August. Also, on our other screen, all eyes are in Tampa, Florida today. Dolphins and Buccaneers have a joint practice.
I love
Why
these.
In Tampa? Because they needed to make sure Tom Brady went to the right sideline. So they didn't want to make wanted to make sure he didn't join the Miami Dolphins at some point during the practice. They thought the best way to go about that was to have the practice in Tampa.
That's right. Tom knows where he is. It's Tampa everywhere. You're not the owner of this team yet, Tom. I love joint practices. I think they're better than preseason games. I think you can get a lot more work done.
Tom
I think
Brady going to lunch with everybody, though, today just to bring them all in.
Yeah. You know who's not going to be happy about that if Tom Brady starts going to lunch with everybody, right?
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Yeah, a lot of investigation by Commissioner Goodell if Tom Brady starts going to lunch with, you know, the owner of the Dolphins or somebody like that on the Miami staff.
They probably can't even make eye contact.
Probably can't even eat lunch in the tent together.
If the owner's at the joint practice in Tampa, which you might not
be. Well, he may be banned. Isn't he banned for a little bit until, February?
But usually when you're banned, it's not the preseason, you know?
That is true.
It's not until the regular season, so I don't know how that exactly works. But
I do love these joint practices, though, because you've been going for 2 weeks now against one another. It sucks. You're tired. Do you want to go against somebody different? And I think it kind of tells you where you are more so than a preseason game, because Tom Brady and company are going to throw more passes against the Dolphins defense than they would in a preseason game in this practice alone. And they're showing Heal right now on the screen. He's getting congratulations, or maybe he's getting some hang
in
there.
You can do it. Yeah, hang in there. You can do it.
But
you can shake free of Carlton Davis,
right?
Can't you?
Can't
Is Carlton
you?
Davis still there?
I don't know.
Wasn't he the guy
he
that got
the guy,
that Tyreek lit up?
Oh yeah,
in that first half.
Yeah, and the first quarter.
Yeah,
let alone first half. It was the first quarter. He had 133 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns.
So yeah, if you're Carlton Davis, you probably are heading for the hills in this practice.
You probably just hide. But no, it's good to see. It's good to see Heal not wearing any pants too. What the hell is he wearing? There's no pants on. The man is not wearing pants.
He's got short shorts on. No,
I mean,
no thigh
he's
pads.
He's got like what are they used to call them, huggers, you know, like on there? Like, my goodness.
They're now called men's hoochie shorts.
Is that what they're, seriously?
Hoochie daddy shorts, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's wearing,
all
right.
That's the style.
Did I see something the other day, speaking of cell phones, some coach had explained to his kids that the pockets in the pants weren't for your cell phone, they were for pads?
Yeah.
Did you see that story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They came out to practice and their cell phones were in their thigh pads.
Yes.
No, son, take the phone out. You need pads there.
Oh, Heal just dropped one. That's not going to cut it.
Was it underthrown, though?
No.
Was it accurate?
No. No, neither. None of it. None of it was good. Hit him in the hands of it. Hit you in the hands, you got to catch it. That's the rule.
Well, you know,
I didn't come up with that rule. My dad was telling me that rule when I was 5. Hit you in the hands, you got to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should have taken my own advice there when I caught your first pitch and dropped it. Oh, Heal took his helmet off. He's in disgust right now.
He's done. Done for the day. All right, so Tom Brady still with Tampa's side of practice.
After practice, Tyreek Hill's going to say, I can't throw and catch the ball.
Yeah, he's going to steal Giselle's line.
That's right.
That was Giselle's line, wasn't it?
It was.
Back to the commissioner for a moment,
I'd like
though.
To thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
That's a new NFL owner, Rob Walton. Officially goes through yesterday that he's the majority owner of the Broncos. and he didn't know the commissioner's name.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
There's two sides of this. One, who doesn't want to put the commissioner in his place every once in a while?
Well, yeah.
Right?
But I don't think we should put him in his place.
No, no, he just didn't know his name. And the better part of it is this is how the Broncos got started. He's not going to know anybody's name. He doesn't know Roger Goodell. He's not going to know anybody's name.
He's not going to know anybody's name. He's going to walk in there and not know the quarterback, coach.
Uh-uh.
What's your name?
Wilson.
Heckett.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
He may fire Hackett and try to hire that Belichick.
Away, he hopes is part of the organization mm-hmm. moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Did he say that yesterday?
No. I want him to just emphasize wrong syllables the entire time.
But Mecklenburg will be a good one for him.
But Rob Walton.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Meet the commissioner.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
He's like, I don't give a crap who I need approval from. Yeah. I got a team or not.
I got $4.65 billion burning a hole in my pocket. I just bought a team. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. And I don't care
I look forward to hobnobbing with some of the other owners like, Jerry Jones
mm-hmm.
Down in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Hunt's hard to mispronounce.
Who Hunt?
Mm-hmm. How do you think he said Peyton Manning?
Peyton. I'm convinced the family came to him and said, we got this new company. It's called Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm in.
I'm in.
It sounds like a good name, Bronco. Yeah. I think you could do a lot with that company.
What do I get for that? A team.
No, that's a Broncos. What a Bronco? Sure.
Yeah, sure, I'm in.
Sure.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah.
$4.65 million, you say, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll sell some more stuff cheap at Walmart's. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's the commissioner of the NFL.
Thoroughly pissed that Green Bay is owned by the people.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like even the novice football mm-hmm. fan knows Roger Goodell. Like, he's probably one of the most prominent names in sports, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when you think about it, who's more prominent than Roger Goodell? He's in the news every day with something with the NFL. The guy literally just purchased a team in the league and doesn't know who the commissioner is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the guy I want running my franchise right now.
Mr. Unlimited.
We're going to step up next to the Davies family,
yeah.
Longtime owners of the Raiders.
We saw the last guy that had something in Walmart and ran a team.
Yeah.
Generic ibuprofen for everyone. It's all this Quate brand stuff.
Like, thank the Giants and John Murrah for giving us a yes vote.
What about the guy in Jacksonville? What's his name?
The Glazers down in Tampa.
Yeah,
they're really,
yeah,
really good for us.
Yeah, the Glazers.
Cahan in Jacksonville.
Yeah. I'm from Arkansas.
Shahid Cahan.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Mm-hmm. Not like I made a mistake, I'm going to correct myself. Legit doesn't know.
Mm-mm.
What do you think the NFL offices are like today? Like, how many people are going up to Raj in the office? Hey, what's up, Goodell?
I hope that there's enough people with a good sense of humor.
I think Raj has a good sense of humor.
I don't know if he does.
He does,
but like,
right?
that are confident enough that, you know, could go on to the boss and do that. That's awesome.
He needs Goodell. The next press conference
to
introduce
like to
himself
Roger,
as that.
Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Commissioner Roger mm-hmm. Goodell.
Yep.
I've heard stories like he is hysterically funny when the cameras aren't on.
Thank the sport of
foosball.
Arthur Bland K and the Falcons for pushing through our vote.
Yeah, I hope there's enough people around the office who, hey, what's up, Goodell? Oh, God.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell. And then you got Dan Campbell.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts.
He's starting laughing himself.
He just knew he was going to win with that one, and it fell flat. It's old school, baby.
I love it. I just enjoy it so much. Dan Campbell, I'm rooting for you, bud.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
I don't know what that means.
Who cares?
It's when's the last time?
There's going to be a shirt from Breaking Tea that says, I don't know whether you have ass cheek or three.
If I was a Lions fan, I'd buy that for sure.
Well, even if you're not, you're going to buy it, right? Because that picture I just showed you, Breaking Tea, just quote tweeted and said soon.
Okay, yeah, they're on it. Yeah.
So they've got Omar with an Orioles hat walking around the street of Baltimore.
I like that one
a lot.
Not an
Oriole hat, like the mascot head.
Yeah, it's Omar with the Oriole mascot head.
Yeah.
That's a new T-shirt?
Breaking Tea said soon.
Oh, wow.
That's one you got to buy, so, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
That's got to be on a T-shirt from Breaking.
Because did that happen once? Like some guy challenged him, and you're like, "But you have one butt cheek and three toes. I don't care." And Dan Campbell whipped him in the street or something. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from. So strange. It's we're supposed to downplay rookies, right?
Why? Oh, well, that's what that one guy said.
Yeah, because I'm going to say don't elect him Hall of Fame. I'm not electing him Hall of Fame, but the Chiefs had a bunch of draft picks, right? Mm-hmm. 2, 4, 6, 10, eight,
right?
10 draft picks. Mm-hmm. I feel like 9 of the 10 are locks.
Yeah.
The 10th guy would probably be a practice squad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch are going to contribute, but that's a lot of people to make a team. And I think all these guys make the team.
I do, too. I think it's going to be fun to see a lot of these guys make the team. And I think when you get a situation where 10 rookies, 10 draft picks make the team, that's good for two reasons. Number one, it saves you a ton of money. So in case you do have to go out there and sign somebody to fill a hole in the offseason, you got some bank to do so. But it also keeps this train moving in the right direction. The best football teams are the teams that draft the best, not the teams that win the paper championship in March. It's the teams that draft the best. And if we put these two drafts together back-to-back years, and this draft class is anywhere even close to what last year's draft class was, Brett Veach is on fire hot right now. It ought to be going into Mr. Hunt's office with his feet on the desk going, ante up.
Mm-hmm. Biggest impact, is it McDuffie? He's going to play all the time?
I think Karlaftis has to have the biggest impact, but I think McDuffie will have the biggest impact. And what I mean by that, because how do you judge an impact of a defensive back? You don't talk about him all that much. I just think he is going to have a big impact this year. I'm liking him more and more from things I start to hear about him. People really like him as well. I mean, a first-round pick,
more
he's
snaps
making the
too.
Plays. He's going to play a lot.
He's going to play the most snaps of all the rookies,
and
right?
He's going to get tested.
Just right now, like, he's a starter at corner. He's going to play a lot.
Yeah, he is.
Karlaftis is going to be in a rotation.
Yeah.
But he might have the louder impact.
Right. But I think McDuffie's the guy who's already a starter on the official PR depth chart. And I think he's the guy that is never going to let that go. Sometimes it's just getting that starting job on day one and holding on to that starting job and proving it every single day that you belong as that number one guy. I think it's harder once somebody already puts you on a depth chart or in line as number one to get knocked out unless you're really, really bad. He's already in line at number one. Let's see what he can do.
Especially
I think he's going to play a lot.
Especially that position. Right, I think he's got a favorable position group as well too, because the numbers just weren't there. Got Rashad Fenton back yesterday, mm-hmm. which I think is huge. But you look at their draft, and I don't know where the secondary portion shakes out, but
Fenton coming back is a big deal. That's a big get.
Their last pick, Nazi Johnson, that'd be the one I'd be like maybe not, because Jalen Watson has gotten some opportunity as a corner as well.
The other seventh
round corner has been able to play a little bit. Maybe he factors into special teams as well. So, I think one of those two probably still makes the roster, and the other one you're going to try to bring back as a practice squad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kennard makes it. Joshua Williams makes it. Leo Chenal's not going to start, but he's going to be a guy in special teams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to wreck somebody on special teams. We're going to freak out. Cook's in the rotation. Moore's in the rotation. Karlaftis is going to play a ton. And Trent McDuffie. That's a lot from one class. They drafted 10 guys. A lot of times you have to carve out space to get your draft picks in or whatever.
Right.
They might have 10 spots. I think 9. I think safely 9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On the 53-man roster that are draft picks.
Mm-hmm. That Caliendo guy may not make the team.
That's a pretty good draft.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty great good, draft.
It's a pretty good draft.
Pretty good.
Go back and look at some other drafts where guys don't make the team off your draft list.
Yeah.
and you're drafting, you may be drafting like six or seven guys.
Right. And like three don't make the team.
There's 10, and I think nine are probably, there's going to be nine of them that are on their opening day roster.
Yeah, I like this
that's
a lot.
That's well done.
I'm excited because in the next segment, we're going to tell you about a new food item that has been released to Kauffman Stadium, Josh.
Not the one that's been recycled new, right?
No, it is not.
I don't know if you saw this going around. Somebody influential in the food Twitter or whatever put recycled. Back out the recycled barbecue sandwich with the peanut butter cup, which I've had multiple times now, and it's been very good.
It's very good.
It's very good. I've yet to try it at home, like throwing Reese's on top of some
pool pork.
I haven't tried it at home, but it has worked. But somehow it's resurfaced again, which is fine. Not everybody hears it when it's out in April. But you have to bring it back out in August, and it's making the rounds again. And people are going, "Really? It's good.
It's good.
It's really actually good.
Yeah. People are like, I can't believe that's good. I'm like, no. I was like defending it yesterday on Twitter.
I was too.
But this one has. I'll just give you a little taste, a little hint, a little tease. It has fried ketchup on it.
What?
Fried ketchup?
How do you fry ketchup?
You'll find out next.
How do you get a horse on a plane? We found that out yesterday, by the way.
Yes.
Long-standing question of the show, how do you get a horse on a plane?
Former
producer Ryan texted us a photo yesterday of a plane with horses on it.
Full of horses.
That were transporting horses. I'm like, well, mystery solved. What's next? Apparently, it's going to be how to fry ketchup.
We'll tell you.
I think everyone needs to know how to do that. B-Dub, you don't even know how to do that.
No
right?
clue. I want to listen to this.
You're not smoking your own ketchup, are you?
No.
On the smoker or anything like that?
No, I think
you need some directions to that.
Hit the side and went down.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Uh-oh.
That's too bad.
LIV Golf got another one, by the way.
Yeah.
Cameron Smith is now the latest
to
sign.
He's officially in?
No, not officially in today. No, he denied it.
Okay.
Because he's playing in the FedEx this weekend and says,
I'm out.
If there's something to say, I'll have something to say about it, but it's not now.
Mm-hmm.
So they signed up another believed to be $100 million price tag.
Well, why wouldn't you take that? I mean, it's $100 million. The guy's made, what, $28 million
less
in the course?
Less than $28 million in his PGA Tour run.
Right.
He made $2.5 million for winning the Open championship.
Okay, that's a nice purse.
Nice weekend event.
Right, but I had to go out there and win and try. I'm just now getting $100 million to share.
Here's $100 million.
Yeah, here's $100 million.
Which may be a bargain for them. I mean, I don't know. The first report was $100 million. The number's since been bumped up a little bit. It's hard to tell what's what in this funny money golf world right now.
Right.
But he made $27.3 million on the PGA Tour and is going to get $100 million to go to LIV Golf.
No, that's insane. I mean, that's a big paycheck, and you'd be foolish to turn that down. And you know, I hate to sit here and talk about how valuable the money is, but the money is very valuable in all this. This is why these guys are playing. They wouldn't be competing their asses off to try to win $2.5 million each week if money didn't matter. That's where they get paid. This is a deal like baseball. You just sign your contract and you get paid. You're not getting paid to win. You're not getting paid to finish. You're not getting paid to come in a certain place. You're just getting paid to be there. And I mean, guaranteed $100 million, you'd be a fool to turn that down. Now, this guy's denying it right now this week. He'll go out there. He'll perform this week. Monday morning, he'll announce that he's
supposed
going
to play
to the LIV Tour.
The
right?
next event in September.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he's going to do the – who was the one that – was it Kepka?
Kepka was
yeah.
the one
yeah.
that –
yeah.
Bryce
Kepka.
Last major.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna talk about this. I'm here to Monday.
Gone.
Switched.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the next one is Cameron Smith. So
yeah.
They've gotten another of the big-time – big time players for a big time contract. So we're going to learn about how to fry ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I am done messing with this quarterback. Done. I'll tell you who next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Huh, Gene in Luling, Texas. Texting in this morning, get a request.
Right?
All right.
Some of the best
morning,
sausage
Gene.
I've ever had comes from Luling, Texas.
913-586-7610 on a Wayback Wednesday. You determine the music. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Brian Williams, B-Dub, our producer/musical director, will DJ your hits.
All right, should we get to this new invention at the K?
Yes, yeah, some news coming to the K.
Yes, all it right. is, and it's not a pitcher, it's not a bat, it's not an outfielder, it's a food item.
Okay.
And the K Foods, I guess, is a Twitter account, tweets out, it's here from the team behind the Reese's Sando.
Turn off your
what
app.
What is going on?
Turn off
here?
Your app.
Is my app going on?
I was like, what is that?
Turn off your app.
I'm in a panic mode, like, what is still playing?
I don't know.
Bob's sliding into third with his phone in his back pocket.
Yeah, I mean, we get the complaints about the thing, so I'm checking it out to figure out, you know.
The app's working.
Yeah. So they say, it's here. From the team behind the Reese's Sando, we're back with a Jerry Garcia dog for Grateful Dead Day at the K.
Oh, that's right. That's tonight, yeah.
We've got the chorizo dog, okay, which is very nice. Tie-dye mustard, fried ketchup, jalapeno pickled gummy dancing bear relish.
Jeez. Oh,
all on a bun.
Wow.
How about that?
I want to know how they fry the ketchup, though.
I do, too. They don't tell you how they do that. Mm. That's their secret. I would imagine you just put ketchup in the fryer and
I guess
fry
you just
it.
Put it on the real
right?
quick, dip it in.
Yeah.
Hardens up a little bit.
Maybe.
Okay.
Looks decent.
I'm so skeptical of this fried ketchup.
Why? They're not putting it out there if it's not going to be good.
I like the chorizo dog, too. It's good.
I'm in on that.
I see. I'm not a huge chorizo fan.
I love chorizo.
Ooh, chorizo and eggs.
Yeah, never been a huge chorizo fan.
Chorizo in the Rotel dip? Yes.
Man, give me like a Costco dog on there. I'm good with that.
I'm hungry now. I'm hungry.
I'm more interested in the jalapeno pickled gummy bear dancing relish.
Yeah, yeah. Are they going to actually put jalapenos with gummy bears and have a concoction for that?
I'm looking at the gummy bear right now. It looks like a legit gummy bear on there. I mean, the fried ketchup almost looks like Funyuns.
Huh.
I can share the photo with you.
Let's see the photo. I haven't seen the photo yet. That looks like a legit gummy bear, though. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, there's multiple, a legit gummy bear on there. Ones. So maybe they pickle the gummy bears in jalapeno juice, and that becomes the relish, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
And the ketchup, yeah, looks...
Like a Funyun, almost.
Yeah, Funyun consistency.
Like an onion straw type.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So there you go.
Don't ever let me say anything bad about this quarterback anymore.
Who?
Okay. I may have doubted it. Once we get to week number, let's see.
It's 15.
15. Don't let me do it.
See how I got that schedule memorized?
That's good.
Yeah. Ask me another one.
Who the Chiefs play in week 12?
Flavin.
Okay. Week 15, don't let me do it. Houston Texans. I am no longer messing with Davis Mills. Ever. It's not about having that long
Excuse
neck.
Excuse me, who'd you say?
Davis Mills.
Okay.
Untouchable now. Not about having that long neck. I think his mother, somebody in his family joked that they're trying to get him a turtleneck endorsement, which I thought was pretty funny.
That is funny. That's a good one. You got to shoot your shot when you're Davis Mills.
But I'm just not messing with Davis Mills.
Would you rather have Davis Mills or what the Seattle situation is at quarterback?
Geno's starting the
preseason
opener.
Yeah. So would you rather have?
Well, it's my guy.
Yeah, that's true. You've wanted him for years.
Right.
Chiefs took Eric Fisher, did just fine.
Davis Mills, I'm not messing with. He has a black belt.
Got a black belt in Taekwondo at a young age.
What?
A little bit of everything.
What? So you in what? Taekwondo?
Taekwondo. It's a Korean form of martial arts.
What is it? Strikes? Throwing?
Taekwondo?
Taekwondo, yeah. Look it up.
Taekwondo? Yeah,
read a book, AJ.
Is that what you're saying? Taekwondo?
Choi.
Choi.
Yes.
Strikes, throwing, leverage, what is it?
A little bit of everything. Self-defense, discipline. But yeah,
you
had to memorize a bunch of... No, not anymore.
Smart. When you retire, though.
Never lose that black belt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Black belt's a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to walk through and they just beat the shit that thing as you got... Is that happening?
Punching through boards, throwing ninja stars, a little bit of everything.
Wow. It's on the Pat McAfee show.
I'd never heard of that before.
Ninja stars. And he's got a black belt. I'm not saying another bad word about.
So instead of just trying to elude the guy rushing at him, why doesn't he do some of those moves on like a blitzing linebacker?
Yeah.
I'm being serious about that.
Yeah.
Here comes the blitzing linebacker. You do some kind of move that you learn when you get your black belt.
You would think you'd be able to like arm, do something with your arm though.
Yeah, like an arm bar or something.
Knock him away.
He's probably doing a lot of that. We just don't realize it. Like, he's probably doing it as well because it's kind of natural for him to be in that position to do that kind of stuff, because that's what he was raised on and learned all that, and at a young age was able to get a black belt. Maybe he is doing some of that stuff in self-defense. I would be, based on that team.
Now he might have a ninja star in his thing.
Right.
I don't know. So, remind me. Just note.
What was it called again? Choi Kwon Do?
Yeah, yeah. It almost sounds made up, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah.
From the text line, who doesn't know what Taekwondo is?
It's not Taekwondo.
It's not Taekwondo.
It's Choi Kwon Do.
Right.
Choiquando. Choi Kwon Do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Different. That's why they were asking.
That's why they kept asking. What? What did you say?
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
Choi Kwon Do.
Right.
Yep. He'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
Done with Davis. Davis Mills.
Do not mess with that
guy. You just go ahead and do your thing.
That's right.
Just go ahead and do your thing. An awesome, awesome, awesome edition of cliches from camp.
The assistant coach
Why?
Edition.
Why? Because it's the assistant coaches.
Well, hello! Guess who's back? Back again for another year of cliches from camp. It is me, yours truly, the British woman. And now... another edition of Cliches from Camp.
What a day for football out here at Chiefs training camp.
We're going to give him every chance to be that guy.
If you witnessed that thing, it was competitive on both sides.
I wouldn't change anything.
Well, our first goal always here is to hoist that Lombardi trophy.
You know, we've got to see what happens with live bullets. When guys are coming down there to take your head off, it's a little bit different. So,
hey, work on your get off. You missed with your hands.
He makes me a better coach because of that.
There's just so much on his plate. He could start swimming in all the different things that are going on.
First of all, it's a really good group, and they're really working hard.
Because it's an outside pair of eyes, but yet he has an understanding of where it came from.
They have to have toughness. They have to be smart.
They love the process. They love the grind.
He's really quick off the snap.
It's a great feeling for me, but it's really good for the player. I mean, his confidence is everything.
His personality is infectious.
He's like a sponge out there. It brings a lot to the table.
What I have to do, it's my professional job to make sure I step back and make sure it's about we and not me. I mean that when I say that.
Ah, cliches from camp. Delicious like tea and crumpets. Come back tomorrow for another edition of Cliches from Camp.
My goodness. You have all the assistant coaches under one tent. You can't help but get that goodness. Joe Cullen, I guess, is a new favorite. He's the defensive line coach.
Is
new
that the guy who smokes?
He's got
the one that's got the gravity voice.
Oh, that is awesome.
I like that guy. Great.
Feels like he's been coaching for years and years.
We need more from him.
I like his voice.
He's yelled a lot, so now the voice is all raspy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cliches ready to roll, though, I bet, too. Yeah, he's ready. Where did we get him from?
The defensive line tree.
Oh, okay.
That's where you get people. Matt Nagy dropping
a great one.
I mean, that was a serious cliche.
It's about
goodness.
We, not me. Thank you, Matt.
It almost sounded like he was, and I mean it, like I was trying not to chuckle as he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got to go back to Chicago.
I mean, it always has to be awkward, right? I mean, you've been back to a place you used to live or been. It's weird. Especially when they hated you there for no reason.
You're the head coach, and you got fired and run out of town by the fan base. And
right.
Your first game out, you got to go back
there. Go back there, yeah. Well, nobody will be there, though. It's a Saturday afternoon in Chicago.
I don't know. They may show up just for that.
They may show up to boo Matt, which is a shame.
Do you want to know? I mean, Joe Cullen, we should have Mitch on to run through this for you.
Oh, yeah. Mitch probably drank with this guy at Pooch's.
Massachusetts, Richmond, LSU, Richmond, Memphis, Indiana, Illinois, Detroit, Idaho State, Jacksonville, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Kansas City.
Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. That's the dude's resume. Mm-hmm. Is he old?
Since 1990, he's been touring around coaching. No, he's 54.
That's not old at all, but that's a lot of
stops.
That's
a lot of stops, man.
But that's a Boston Grizzle.
That's a coach.
Yeah, that is a coach right there.
That's a coach that's going to Pooch's with Mitch.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Mitch can't wait to come on and talk about, what's his name, Joe Cullen?
Joe Cullen, yeah. Yeah. It's his kind of guy.
Is that Josh Klingsta?
Check out the Spotify list. Fesco in the Morning, all one word. The complete rundown of today's show is available there. It's always eclectic, especially on a Wednesday when you determine the music on a Way Back Wednesday. So, missing the show today, 610sports.com. Or as you heard a little bit earlier in the segment, it's working. The Audacy app, AUDACY. Bob has already downloaded it for free.
Yeah.
Cody and Gold, they come your way next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.